Well, I went to lunch with Mariana, my ex-Spanish teacher, who really is quite a live wire, and who said she was very much looking forward to talking, but I knew that her children would be with her. But what I didn't know was that her mother would also be with her, who does not speak English. And later on, her husband, Lucas, arrived. He does speak good English, full stop. But honestly, there isn't really in that environment much of an opportunity to talk seriously about anything. So it was more a sort of family get together and general chat, which was fine at the time. But on my return journey, which was crowded and took 50 minutes, including the walk, I felt increasingly tired. And frankly, I just feel like crying again because I don't feel like there's anything out there for me at the moment, which is difficult. I'm very tempted to send Beth a note saying that what I did was unhealthy, unhelpful, and hurtful, and that I've now put our chats into archive status on WhatsApp, so it makes it more difficult for me to send messages and for me to receive notifications of anything she sends to me. I have an intention not to initiate any conversations for at least the next week until we're a week out from my visit to New York, when I'd like to message her just to comment on any models I've found, any providers I've found that might be suitable for a solo visit in New York. Also, I need to tell her that I did order something to arrive with her this afternoon, which I ordered before any of this latest bout of messaging. You have said that this is to do with me being burned out and to do with me coming down from the operation. I feel like the operation was a long time ago and that I don't really have any consequences from that, but I do have to say that the site hacking and recreation, and indeed the problems that are now arising from that, are really getting to me. And work in general is not satisfying, but I don't have any alternatives.